May I wish you a most happy and blessed New Year. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know this blessing. It has been prayed for centuries by Jewish and Christian people alike. It was designed to be the parting words at the end of the worship service. And I will give you this blessing at the end of our service. It is wise to remember that this blessing stands at both the beginning and the end of our life with God and in the world. A Catholic priest, a rabbi, and a Presbyterian minister were discussing when... You're laughing because I said Presbyterian. I have nothing against Presbyterians, but this is the story. So when the blessing of life begins. So the Catholic priest said, it begins at conception. The rabbi said, the blessing of life begins at birth. The Presbyterian minister said, the blessing of life begins when your children leave home. I didn't make that up. When I was a student at Westminster Choir College in Princeton, we always sang this blessing at the end of all our concerts. You know it. The Lord bless you and keep you. You know it? We won't have to sing it today. But this musical setting was composed by Peter C. Lutkin. We always referred to it as the Lutkin Benediction. It's really a very moving and beautiful piece of music. I actually thought he wrote the words. Silly me. I had no idea then that it was a scripture passage and where it was even found in the Bible. Now I know. It comes from the book of Numbers. What does it mean to bless? When I've blessed items, for example, like a stole or a prayer shawl, I bless it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking God's blessing on the item to make it holy, to sanctify it. That's what the word sanctus means, holy, to make it holy, to invoke God's divine favor upon it. This blessing, the Lord bless you and keep you, first came from Aaron, the priest, when God told Moses to tell his brother Aaron to bless the Israelites. We find it in the 6th chapter of Numbers, the passage that Susan read, and it has been a part of church liturgies for centuries. Some of you might know that I am studying Hebrew. Why? You might ask. Why? Well, it happened when I was a hospital patient some time ago, and the rheumatologist came into my room, who happens to be Jewish. I didn't know it, but I was so grateful to see him that at the end of his visit, I went like this to make the sign of the cross, and he said, don't do that, I'm Jewish. Since then, I really have had to see him every month. I mean, he's a good doctor, mind you, but I do see him once a month. So what with that, I did take up studying Hebrew. Well, with him, yes. Every time I visit him, 3/4 of my visit with him is on some aspect of Hebrew studies, and the last little quarter is done, oh, you're okay, go home. Medicare pays for my Hebrew lesson with him. Don't tell Medicare. But I do have a very knowledgeable and a very kind Hebrew teacher. Her name is Susan. I really like her, especially since she does not give me any exams. I told her that today's Hebrew scriptures comes from Numbers, and that I would like to learn the blessing in Hebrew and to understand the depth of the meaning of this blessing. So she taught it to me. You want to hear it in Hebrew? At the end of the service, I will show you the actual Hebrew. Yavarekha Adonai ve'yishmerekha. Ya'er Adonai panav elekha vichunekha. Yisa Adonai panav elekha ve'yasem lecha shalom. Let's take it apart, phrase by phrase. Are you with me? The Lord bless you. Yavarekha. The word bless here is in the singular. Why? All Israel is to feel that it is to be one body, one unit, one whole organic body. The Lord wants to bless all the people with life, health, and prosperity. Well, what does this blessing look like? The next phrases describe the content of God's blessing. And keep you. V'yishmerecha. This means to guard, to protect you. The Lord wants to grant the people his divine protection against evil, sickness, poverty, and calamity. The Lord is the keeper of Israel. Now, you know, the Hebrew people were a nomadic people, and they raised livestock. It would not be uncommon for a shepherd to be out with his flock away from the camp overnight. So in order to protect the flock, the shepherd would construct a corral of thorn bushes. My forester husband wanted to know where they got them. I have no idea. But the shepherd would then guard the flock with this hedge, this corral, you see, a protection around them. So this literal translation, varishmerekaka, means to guard you, to surround you with protection. This is the promise of God's watchful care over you, protecting you each step of your life. That does not mean that evil will never enter your life. That does not mean that difficulty will not be far from you. Rather, in the midst of the troubles you face, whenever life is a mess, God's presence and security is present, surrounding you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Ya'er Adonai panav elekha. The image of God's face shining on us is like the sun which warms and gives light. Light in Scripture is the symbol not only of happiness and purity, but also friendship. To cause a face to shine upon us is the biblical idiom for to be friendly to us. When God's face is said to be turned toward us and to shine upon us, You see, it implies this outpouring of divine love and salvation. It also implies to give the gift of knowledge and insight. Isn't that a wonderful interpretation? Be gracious unto you. Elecha chunecha. We often think of this word grace as unmerited favor. But from the Hebraic perspective, this verb means to provide protection. The word is often paralleled with other Hebrew words meaning healing, help, or being lifted up. May God make you lovable and beloved in the eyes of others. Lift up his countenance upon you. Yisah Adonai panav. This means to make God's face turn to you, to turn God's attention to you, his loving care for you, warts and all. We can live with confidence that God's affection is always flowing toward us. We are created in the image of God. That's the Imago Dei. And there is nothing we can do to change that, even when we offend God. Doesn't matter. We are still God's children. And will purpose to give you peace. Elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. You know shalom, don't you? Shalom, peace. This means peace coming to you. Peace with all people. God's peace. God's peace is the seal of all blessings. The Hebrew shalom means not only to grant freedom from disaster, but health, welfare, security, and tranquility. The peace which alone reconciles and strengthens, which calms, which calms us and clears our vision, which frees us from restlessness and gives us that peace which passes all understanding. To understand this blessing is to know that it describes Israel's preparation for leaving Mount Sinai, where the people have been camped for almost a whole year, and at the continuation of its journey throughout the wilderness to the land of promise. The blessing was to be used daily throughout their journey. I think it's so appropriate that as we begin this new year, as we begin our journey, that we are blessed with this blessing we have heard from the book of Numbers as we journey 2017. So the Israelites are having God's self upon them. God will identify with them. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Putting God's name on the people emphasizes the very nearness of the living God. Yes. Now, for Christians, God blesses us through Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we experience the love of God. And from our Philippians passage, God has highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name which is above every name. At our baptism, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, right here, and marked as Christ's own forever, putting his name on us, in us, within our very selves. Jesus is the very Holy Presence among us and in us. Jesus is this very blessing. His life is our life. This has been to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.